Good afternoon.
I would like to welcome you watching online as we are back to this Zoom format.
大家下午好，我欢迎大家来在线上用 Zoom 我们一起来敬拜。
Perhaps by the looks of what I'm wearing, my looks and my incredible body, you might think that I'm part of the Vikings team.
你可能看到我今天打扮的样子，你可能想起我是这个 Viking 里边很重要的一员。
But it's an honor to be present here covering for Pastor Liu to deliver today's message.
但是我很荣幸我今天代替刘牧师来证道。
Although I wish that the circumstances that brought me here today were much different.
但是我希望可能会有其他的原因来让我来证道。
Let's continue to pray for Pastor Liu's healing and recovery.
我们继续为刘牧师的医治祷告。
As well as for peace and comfort for his entire family.
也为他全家的这个平安祷告。
And for those brothers and sisters who are facing similar health issues.
也为弟兄姐妹面对同样问题的弟兄姐妹祷告。
So let us pray. Let's bow our head.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We bless your holy name as we gather back here online.
我们祝福你的圣名，当我们再次在网上敬拜的时候。
Yeah, to praise you in obedience to your word, for you and only you are worthy of it.
赞美你，因为你，只有你配得它。
We pray for grace as well as for your almighty power.
我们祈求你的恩典，也祈求你的大能。
To bind us all together in unity.
将我们团结在一起。
And for your presence here today.
我们也祈求你今天的同在。
Please grant us the right understanding of today's message.
请让我们正确理解今天的信息。
May you bless and heal Pastor Liu and all the other brothers and sisters.
愿你祝福和医治刘牧师和其他的弟兄姐妹。
Who are struggling with health issues.
他们也在健康上挣扎的弟兄姐妹。
May you grant them and their families the wisdom and the discernment.
愿你赐予他们和他们的家人智慧和洞察力。
To make the right decisions that will lead them back to health.
让他们做出正确的决定，使他们恢复健康。
This we pray and ask in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们奉我们救主耶稣基督大能的名祈求。阿门。
Growing up, I always enjoyed sports.
在我成长的过程中，我一直都很喜欢体育运动。
And I became quite good at some of them.
而且我也很擅长其中的一些运动。
Eventually, I moved here to the United States.
后来我搬到了美国。
I was fascinated with American football.
我对美式橄榄球非常着迷。
And I learned as much as I could to understand the game.
我尽可能多的去学习来理解这项运动。
Although I have never played it.
我虽然从来没玩过这个运动。
But I learned to enjoy watching the games.
但我学会了享受看比赛。
Watching the coaches coach.
看教练如何带领比赛。
Watching the strategies.
看他们那些策略。
That these strategies were used to win games and eventually the much desired championship.
这些策略用来赢得比赛，或者以及最终想要得到的冠军。
Last month, my daughter Kimberly invited me to go to the U.S. Bank Stadium.
上个月，我的女儿 Kimberly 邀请我去美国银行体育场
to watch the Vikings play the Dallas Cowboys.
去观看那个维京人队对打达拉斯牛仔队。
From the moment that we arrived to the stadium.
从我们到达体育场的那一刻起
，You could feel the excitement.
你就会感到很兴奋。
You could hear the crowd screaming.
你可以听到人群的尖叫声。
You could hear the crowd singing.
你可以听到人群的歌声。
You could hear the crowd cheering for their favorite team.
你可以听到人群在为他们最喜爱的球队欢呼。
And this all was before the game even started.
这一切还在比赛没有开始之前。
Then the announcement, each of the players from each team were introduced.
然后各队队员开始被介绍入场。
Everybody cheered.
每个人都在欢呼。
Louder and louder.
欢呼声越来越大。
There were all kinds of comfortable chairs around us.
在我们周围有很舒适的椅子。
But I believe that we spent more time on our feet than sitting down.
但我相信我们站起来的时间比坐着的时间要多。
Every move.
每一举一动。
Every play.
每一个比赛。
Every call by the referees.
裁判的每一次 喊叫
were followed by some loud cheering and screaming.
都有一些非常响亮的欢呼和尖叫。
In particular, if the calls were in favor of the Vikings.
尤其是裁判是在支持维京人的情况下。
The noise became louder and louder.
然后声音就越来越大。
As the announcer encouraged the crowd to cheer as loud as possible.
随着播音员一直鼓励人群尽可能的大声欢呼。
And I am not kidding.
不开玩笑的说。
The level of the noise in the stadium was close to standing near an aircraft as it was taking off.
这个体育场的这个噪音给站在一个起飞前的飞机边上那样大。
The excitement.
那样兴奋。
The anticipation was very contagious.
他这种期待很具有感染力。
At that very moment, I turned my attention to a passage in the Bible.
在那一刻我把注意力转向了圣经中的一段话。
And this is a passage that I was just studying the previous week.
这是我上周正在学习的一段话。
This is Psalm 100, verse 1.
诗篇100篇第一节。
Depending on the version of the Bible that you're using, it says, shout with joy to the Lord.
在中文里它写的是普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
I want you to think and imagine just for a moment.
我们停一下，想象一下。
What if we Christians?
如果我们基督徒
learned to shout with joy to the Lord the same way that this crowd scream and cheer.
如果我们基督徒学会像这群为他们的主队或者为他们最喜欢的球队那样尖叫和欢呼一样。
Cheering for their home team, for their favorite team.
对，为他们的主队或最喜欢的球队来欢呼。
What if we Christians let our voices be heard loud?
如果我们基督徒让我们的声音很响亮。
And clear that the Lord's God, that He is your God.
很响亮，很清楚，来宣称。主是神，是你的神。
If the excitement in a sports stadium is contagious,
如果体育场内的兴奋具有传染性，
just think of the difference that that will make if we Christians were to shout.
就想一想，这会有什么不同？如果我们基督徒也开始大声喊叫。
Shout, not cheer, but to shout the good news so as all will hear.
不是分享，而是大声喊出好消息，让所有人都听到。
To some people, sports are just entertainment.
对某些人来说，体育运动只是娱乐。
Hey, it's all fun and all games.
它应该全是乐趣，全是游戏。
But you know what? What I encourage you to look closer.
但是我鼓励你更仔细的观察。
Very close to what's involved.
更仔细接近他们这里所涉及的内容。
Because you will come to the realization that sports show a lot about how to run a company.
你可能会意识到体育其实展现了很多关于怎样经营一个公司。
How to grow an organization.
怎样发展一个组织。
Or even how to run and grow a church.
甚至怎样经营和发展教会。
Perhaps the best part of some of those watching sports.
对一些观看体育比赛的人来说，也许。
It's the fact that their favorite team wins.
最好的部分是他们喜欢的球队获胜。
But the reality is that winning can only be accomplished through teamwork.
但是实际上，想要获胜，只能通过团队合作。
As all the players work together with a common vision or a common purpose.
当所有的队员怀着共同的远景或目标一起努力时。
One step at a time.
一步一步的。
One play at a time.
一次一次的。
Gathering more and more points for the team.
为自己的球队积累越来越多的分数。
And watching the overall success.
然后看着球队整体的成功。
You know there are a lot of similarities between sports and the church.
你知道体育运动和教会有很多相似之处吗？
Both, they have instructions on what needs to be done to accomplish their goals.
两者都有需要为实现目标的指导。
Both expect the coaches and players to give 100% of their best.
两者都期待教练和球员都百分之百的全力以赴。
Both are long and slow game with many second chances.
两者都是很漫长缓慢的比赛，其中有很多第二次机会。
Both want to have a winning team.
两个都有一支想要赢的团队。
They both have rules and boundaries.
两者都有规则和界限。
Both are a team sport.
两者都是团体运动。
And both have failures.
两者都会有失败。
All sports teams rely on teamwork.
所有的体育运动都依靠团队合作。
So does the church.
教会也是如此。
Teamwork is not about getting along with other players or people.
团队合作不是如何与他人相处的融洽。
Because teamwork in essence is a group effort.
因为从本质上讲，团队合作是一起团队的一起努力。
To achieve a common vision, a common goal.
来实现一个共同的远景和共同的目标。
It's about completing a job in the most efficient and effective way.
是怎样以最有效、最高效的形式来完成工作。
The Apostle Paul, in speaking to the early church,
使徒保罗在对早期教会的话语中，
he shared a design about how people should work together.
他分享了他的一些设计关于人们应该怎样一起工作。
Because he referred to the early church as the body.
因为他将早期教会称为身体。
And in today's scripture reading, the Apostle Paul said,
在今天的读经中，使徒保罗也这样说。
He said that the body is one.
身子只有一个。
But it has many parts, and it's many parts from one body, so it is with Christ.
却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍有一个身子，所以他与基督同在。
Let me ask you, what do you think will happen if one or more players in a sport team decided that they will play the game as they wish?
我想问问你，你认为会发生什么？如果球队里边的一名或多名球员要按自己的意愿进行来打这场比赛？
Obviously, that player or that person.
显然那个球员
with their selfish.Thinking and behavior will lead to the loss of that game.
因为自私的想法和行为会导致他们输掉那场比赛。
Perhaps the loss of many more games.
也可能会输掉更多的比赛。
And eventually the loss of the entire season.
可能最终会输掉整个赛季。
I believe that we all here agree.
我相信我们都同意
that having great and talented players,
有才华的运动员
in any sports team is very important.
在任何运动中都是很重要的
Okay, but this is only part of the equation.
但是这只是这个综合体中的一部分
Because the other very important part of the equationTo achieve success is teamwork.
但是这个综合体的另外一个很重要的部分，想要取得成功的话，就是团队合作。
When all players work together,
当所有的队员一起合作
，instead of individually,
而不是独自工作
，they begin to play better and better.
他们开始玩的越来越好。
Teamwork increases unity.
团队合作可以激发团结合一
，create trust and a sense of loyalty，
可以创造信任、忠诚。
In order for the church or the congregation to be successful，
为了使教会或会众能够成功
，every individual member must accept that they need one another。
每个肢体都必须接受他们彼此需要。
In his letter to the early church, the Apostle Paul,
在使徒保罗给早期教会的信中
did not exactly use the word team or teamwork.
并没有完全使用团队或者团队合作这个词。
But in his reference to the body of Christ,
但是在他提到基督身体的时候
clearly shows and strongly points at this kind of development.
清楚而强烈地指向了这种合作。
The word or phrase that you find in the scripture, one another,
彼此这个词
or each other, which is used almost 100 times in the New Testament.
或者互相这个词在新约中使用了将近100次。
Clearly shows that God wants us to work together.
清楚地表明谁希望我们一起合作。
In teams and be the body.
团队合作成为一体。
So how about if I ask you, what do you think of Jesus' handpicked 12 disciples?
我问你以下的问题。你如何看待耶稣亲自挑选的那十二个门徒
？If you own or manage a company, will you choose any or all of them to be part of your company's board of directors?
如果你拥有或者管理一家公司，你会选择十二门徒中的任何一个或全部加入您的董事会吗
？I'll be honest, because I definitely will not hire them.
我这里我要向大家坦白，我当然不会。
The entire group were a group of uneducated and unknown people.
他们都是一群没有受过教育的不知名的人。
But the truth is that they were willing to sacrifice all.
但是事实是，他们愿意牺牲一切。
all to follow and to learn from Jesus, their Lord and teacher.
他们愿意牺牲一切来跟随和学习耶稣，他们的主和老师。
They work together towards a common vision.
他们共同努力是为了一个共同的远景。
The vision of building and expanding the church.
扩大和扩张教会的共同远景。
Some of the benefits of teamwork in the church.
在教会里团队合作有一些好处。
It's that in spite of the hard work and the many sacrifices,
尽管很多努力的工作还有很多的牺牲，
teamwork will make it all manageable.
团队合作使它更容易一些。
Teamwork will make it less stressful.
团队合作也使这个压力更小一些。
For everyone individually.
对每一个个体来说。
So the group's collective and their creative ideas can and will make a difference.
这里团队这个集体智慧还有这个新颖的创意也肯定会产生很正面的影响。
Then and only then will the church grow.
只有到那时教会才会增长。
So here you see that the concept of teamwork is a biblical model.
对，这里我看到这里团队合作的概念其实是一种圣经模式。
Statistics show that many local churches are not team friendly.
统计数据其实显示许多地方教会对团队合作其实并不友好。
And perhaps this is because they have not implemented a design revolving around the concept of teamwork.
可能是因为他们还没有一个这样的设计来实施团队合作这样的概念。
Or perhaps because the church members are simply content to attend yes Sunday service.
也有可能是因为教会的成员只满足于参加主日敬拜。
Are you already serving or volunteering on a church ministry team?
你已经在教会事工上开始服侍或者志愿服务了吗？
Because this is where the church involvement really begins.
因为这是参与教会的开始。
In any sporting events, you will come to the realization.
在任何体育中，你会意识到。
That when all the players work as a team,
当所有的球员作为一个团队一起努力
，instead of as individuals，
而不是作为个人而努力
，they begin to play better and better，
他们会打得更好。
Understanding the responsibility and role on the team，
了解在团队中的责任和角色。
Will improve the team's overall spirit and performance on the field.
会大大提高他们的精神和在赛场上的表现。
Each player in a sport team, any sport team, has a position on the field.
任何体育运动中的每一个球员在场上。
Each player has a set of roles to play in accordance to their skill.
他们在根据他们的技能，他们在这个场上都扮演一个角色。
So these players know exactly what they have to do.
所以这些球员知道他们必须要做什么。
What they need to do in order for the team to be successful.
他们怎样做才能使球队取得成功。
The moment that a Christian
在那一刻
accept and receive the gift of salvation
在基督徒接到救恩的那一刻
is given a spiritual gift
他就得到了一套属灵的礼物或恩赐
might be more than one
也许不止一种
perhapsOne spiritual gift, perhaps more than one, and the Holy Spirit is the source of the gift.
也许有一种属灵恩赐，也许不止一种。但圣灵是这个恩赐的源头。
In some of the spiritual gifts that the Apostle Paul mentions,
使徒保罗提到了一些其中的一些属灵恩赐。
Not just in today's scripture reading, but throughout his other letters are.
不止在我们今天的经文中，也在他的其他书信中。
The gift of wisdom.
这个智慧的恩赐。
Knowledge.
知识。
Faith.
信心。
Gift of healing.
医病的恩赐。
Working of miracles.
行异能
prophecy,
做先知
discerning of spirits,
辨别诸灵
speaking in tongues,
说方言
interpretation of tongues,
翻方言
leadership,
领导
teaching,
教导
administration,
管理
exhortation,
讲道
evangelism,
传福音
，shepherding，
牧会
，service，
服侍
，hospitality，
热情好客。
Because you see that the purpose of the spiritual gifts are not for us to feel good.
那这里属灵恩赐的目的不是让我们感觉良好。
They are not for us to look good or to boast about ourselves.
不是让我们看起来良好或者自夸。
These spiritual gifts are given so we can help each other.
我们得到这些属灵恩赐是为了让我们可以互相帮助。
Just like those players on the field.
就像在场上打球的运动员一样。
They each have their defined roles and positions.
他们有他们自己的角色和位置。
And this is in accordance with their skills.
这是根据他们的技能来决定的。
None of us are good at everything.
我们没有人擅长所有的方面。
We use our spiritual gifts to help.
我们用我们的属灵恩赐来帮助。
To encourage.
来鼓励。
Encourage others simply because God planned it this way.
我们这样做是因为上帝是这样计划的。
We are commanded to use God-given spiritual gifts.
我们得到命令来使用上帝赐予的属灵恩赐。
To further the kingdom of heaven.
来推进天国。
Because contrary to what many Christians believe.
因为与许多基督徒的想法不一样。
Christianity is not a spectator sport.
基督教不是一项观赏性运动。
Because the crowd that screams, cheers, and complains.
因为那些尖叫、欢呼、抱怨的人群。
As they complain, as their favorite team is on the field, they don't accomplish much other than being there in the stadium for moral support.
他们其实并没有取得任何成就，其实只是在那里寻求一些精神支持。
The outcome of the game, whether a win or a loss,
这个比赛的结果不论输与赢
is a direct result of the players actively playing on the field.
都是球员在场上的直接结果。
Christianity is not a spectator sport, it is a contact sport.
基督教不是一项观赏性运动，是一项接触性运动。
Christianity is a spiritual contact sport.
基督教是一项属灵接触运动。
Just imagine for a moment if a player were to come running and ask the coach.
让我们想一下，如果一个球员走过来给教练说
，Coach, take me out of the game because the opponent they are playing too rough.
教练，我想退出比赛，因为对手打得太粗暴。
The other players, they are using words to offend me.
因为其他的球员冒犯了我。
Hey, the coach will definitely say, get out of here and go back to play.
教练可能当然会说，还是回去接着打吧。
Oftentimes, a person becomes a Christian because of some of the following reasons.
很多时候，一个人成为基督徒，可能是因为以下的一些原因。
The reason, the promise, and the assurance that their sins are forgiven.
因为他们的有一些应许。
Or they become a Christian because of peace and joy.
他们为了和平与喜乐。
Or perhaps because they want to establish a long friendship with God.
也许他们渴望与上帝建立友谊。
Some other because Christian, they become Christian for the earthly blessings.
有些人可能成为基督徒是因为想要得到地上的祝福。
And many others because of the promise of everlasting life.
还有很多人可能是因为这个永生的应许。
But you know, the truth is that you and I were not saved for a spiritual vacation.
但是事实是你我不是为了得到一个属灵的假期而得救。
You and I, we were saved to fight a spiritual war.
你我得救是要为属灵征战。
Ephesians 6:12 says,
以弗所书六章十二节告诉我们，
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
我们并不是与属血气的征战。
But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realm.
那是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Therefore, God in His infinite wisdom,
有上帝有无限的智慧。
He has provided all Christians with the spiritual gifts that are essential to further the kingdom of heaven.
他为所有基督徒提供了所必须的属灵恩赐，来可以推进天国。
So that we Christians can accomplish the job of saving the lost.
所以可以我们完成我们的目标，就是拯救失丧者。
For training.
也要训练他们。
God has a great pleasure that we, His people, will serve together.
上帝非常高兴他的子民在一起服侍。
That we must help and encourage each other in achieving a common goal.
我们必须要互相帮助，互相鼓励，来实现一个共同的目标。
You have the gift of leadership.
你有领导能力。
Well, then volunteer to help MMCC.
好吧，请用你的能力来自愿帮助 MMCC 吧。
Do you have the gift of teaching?
你有教学的天赋吗？
Then help us with your gift.
用你的天赋帮助我们。
Do you have the gift of administration?
你有管理的恩赐吗？
Then step forward to help the church with your gift.
站出来用你的恩赐帮助教会。
Do you have the gift of exhortation or shepherding?
你有劝勉牧养的恩赐吗？
Or service, then please use your gift or gifts that were given to you at the time of your conversion.
或者你有服侍的恩赐吗？那么就请你大大的使用你在转向基督时得到的这一恩赐。
I'm not sure if you can see the image right behind me very clear.
我身后的图片大家能看得很清楚吗？就是我头像后面的背景。
Focus on the picture, not on my incredible body, okay?
大家要看图片，不要看我啊，虽然我很英俊。
So the title there is part of today's message, Successful Teamwork.
这个背景上有今天正道的标题，就是成功的团队合作。
Because at the beginning of today's message, I mentioned the similarities between sports and religion.
因为在今天讲到的开始，我提到了体育运动和宗教之间的相似之处。
So without you looking too close to the image behind me,
即使不用仔细看
Except for the uniform, both pictures look alike.
如果不看制服的话，这两张图片其实看起来非常的相似。
Even the background looks alike.
背景很相似。
Even the number of people on each picture are about the same.
甚至两张照片里的人数看起来都差不多。
The truth is that for any teamwork to be successful,
事实是任何团队合作想要成功的话，
all the players in the team must actively participate.
团队里的所有成员都要积极参与。
They must all play the game.
他们都必须要参与到比赛当中。
If you are in God's teams, are you actively participating?
如果你在谁的团队中，你现在是否正在积极参与呢？
What position do you play in God's team?
你在神的球队里打什么位置？
Are you a spectator or are you a player playing on the field?
你是场上的旁观者还是场上的球队员？
God has given you a unique spiritual gift.
上帝已经给了你一份独特的属灵恩赐。
If you already know what your spiritual gift is,
如果你已经知道你的这份恩赐是什么，
or what your spiritual gifts are,
或者你的许多属灵恩赐是什么，
and you are not yet part of MMCC's ministry, then I strongly encourage you.
但你仍然还不是MMCC 事工的一部分的话，那我强烈的鼓励。
I encourage you to pray about it and volunteer in accordance to your gifts.
我鼓励你祷告，并根据你的恩赐来做志愿者。
On the other hand, if you don't know what your spiritual gifts or spiritual gifts are,
如果你不知道你的属灵恩赐或很多属灵恩赐是什么。
There's a good possibility that in the near future,
有很大的可能性在不久的将来，
we'll be offering classes. Therefore, I strongly encourage you to register.
我们会开设相关的课程，我强烈建议你注册。
Now, in closing, I would like to turn our attention.
最后，在结语的部分，我想把你的注意力转移到。
To January 20,
1961. 1961年的1月20号。
Back then, the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy.
美国总统约翰·肯尼迪。
He addressed the country within his inaugural speech.
他在向全国发表就职演说时。
With this famous quote.
用这句名言。
Ask not what your country can do for you.
不要为你的国家能为你做什么。
Ask what you can do for your country.
为你能为你的国家做些什么。
Today, I would like to borrow President Kennedy's quote and rephrase it.
今天我想借用肯尼迪总统的名言，然后将它重新表述。
Ask not what God can do for you, ask what you can do for God.
不要为上帝能为你做什么，要为你能为上帝做些什么。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
I ask that you will repeat after me in your heart and in your mind the following prayer.
我请求每一个人在你的心里和口头上来重复我这里的每一句祷告。
Please bow your head.
那我们请我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
I thank you for today's message.
我谢谢你今天的信息。
I thank you for sending the Lord Jesus.
我谢谢你差遣主耶稣。
To live and die for me.
为我生，为我死。
Bringing me into your family.
带我进入你的家。
Because I have trusted Jesus as my Savior.
因为我相信耶稣是我的救主。
Father.
天父。
I know that the Bible tells us.
我知道圣经告诉我们。
That we all receive a gift from you.
我们都从你那里得到了一份特殊的恩赐。
a spiritual gift.
你对属灵的恩赐。
And I understand that this is a very special and different from my own natural talents.
我明白这是非常特殊和我自己的天生才干是不一样的。
Or my own ability.
和我自己自身的能力也是不同的。
Lord,
主啊,
I pray that you will use all that I am.
我祈祷你会使用我的一切,
my own abilities,
我的能力,
my talents,
我的才干,
as well as the spiritual gift or gifts that you,
还有你给我的属灵恩赐在A点中给我的属灵恩赐,
have seen fit to provide me with.
你提供给我的合适我的属灵恩赐。
Show me, I pray.
请你告诉我,
what is the special spiritual gift that you have given me to use?
你给我的这个特殊的属灵恩赐是什么? 让我可以使用。
To the benefit of the body of Christ.
来造福基督的身体。
And I ask that you will make it truly known to me.
我祈求你能让我真正的了解它。
And that I will use it to encourage and edify my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我可以用它来鼓励来造就主里的弟兄姐妹。
To serve you.
来服侍你。
To praise you.
来赞美你。
And to honor and to glorify you.
来追崇你, 来荣耀你。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
我们这样的祷告, 奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求, 阿们。
不要问神能为你做什么, 问我们能为神做什么。
Ask not what God can do for you, ask what can you do for God.
愿神让我们摆上给我们的恩赐, 属灵恩赐。
May God help us, we can use our gifts for you.
我们再一次的感谢神使用诺兰弟兄在我们困难的时候给我们讲道。
We thank you again that God used Brother Noland to give us a sermon today in times of difficulty.